Steve has been in the sea and got himself some cod for lunch. Is the cod ready to eat? Or is it unsafe until it is cooked? The cod still needs to be cooked. Steve is unsure which way is best. How will he make his meal hot and tasty? Steve makes a fire. He gathers logs, stacks them up, and the flames begin to expand as thick smoke curls into the sky. "I did not make a mistake with this task," Steve says proudly. He sets the cod beside the flames to preheat. Steve checks the fire to see if it is ready. The heat blasts at him, and he lifts his arm to shield his eyes. "That is far too hot," he says. He must retreat, but a true firemaker steps back just a tiny bit. The flames calm down a little. Steve leans in and puts the cod inside the fire. "Every side needs to touch the flames," he explains, as if someone is watching. "That way it cooks the same all over." He rubs his hands. "Trust me, I can do this." Steve grabs the cod right out of the fire. The fish is cooked, but he has to react fast. It is super hot. The next day, Steve has some chicken to cook. The fire worked so well before. Will he repeat what he did? "It seems like there are not a lot of logs in this spot." "You're right, Steve. I don't think you can restart a fire this time." Steve feels sad and hungry. He has not had a thing to eat all day. Will he return to Alex's house to see if she has some spare wood? Steve does not want to return all the way to Alex's house. He wants to eat now. Just then, he spots something that might improve his luck. He has come across a pool of lava. It looks so hot that it could cook some chicken. Will he extend the stick and hold the chicken over the lava? Oh no! Steve just threw the chicken right in, much to his dismay. "I think that is a bit too hot. It looks like you will need to find some new lunch, Steve.